You're listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Democrat Senator joins with Republicans on pro-life issue. That story right after this short message.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
In effort to codify the right to abortion, Senate Democrats tried to vote on a bill that would, in essence, overturn all federal and state pro-life laws and even make it illegal for elected officials to even introduce pro-life legislation. The bill, dubbed the Women's Health Protection Act, would have nullified some 500 state laws that were already on the books and expand abortion nationwide. The bill was filibustered by the Republicans, and the vote to cloture fell short almost right along the party lines. It was 9 votes short of the 60 needed. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin joined with the Republicans, making it a 51-49 vote. Senator Manchin commented that, "Make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It is an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion, and with that, that's not where we are today. We should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided, and it's really the politics of Congress that's dividing the country." This bill passed the House in late 2021 and has been held up in the Senate ever since. A Gallup poll last year found that a majority of Americans want to make all, or at least most, abortions illegal. Another poll done in 2022 found that 73% of Americans were against taxpayer funding of abortion. This push is easily linked to the pending U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which will overturn Roe v. Wade and send the issue back to the individual states. Continue to pray for the overturning of Roe v. Wade to go from leaked information to official legal decision, and for the states to protect the life of the unborn. This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News.